So we've been talking, as of now in this Torah, about kisufim, about longing, about desire. And that there's a great, fascinating idea that Rabbi Nachum is trying to bring to us, and that kisufim, that holy yearning, actually brings forth life. And we're talking about how the letters, without the nekudos, without the vowels, they're just dull. They're just empty, right? You can't say a letter almost without a vowel. You have to give it some sort of sound in order to turn it into something alive, right? The letter Aleph is Aleph. But when I say, what sound does it make? Well, depending on the vowel. Does it say make an ah, an oo, an e, right? And at the end of the day, Rabbi Nachman is telling us something very deep, because on the surface level, you can understand it great. But Rabbi Nachman is telling us that the true tzaddikim, who are always in the world of longing and yearning, they're actually bringing forth offspring, right? They're bringing forth offspring, and it's only, you know, after Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram that he's gonna have a child, that he has this like laughter as Unkel translates chadati, of so much joy, which is so much full of yearning, that he can actually have a child. And what really we're trying to understand in this Torah, and this is the Torah that really, you know, ends a long series of arguments between the Jewish perspective, perception, philosophical understanding as presented by Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, and the wise men of Athens, which most of today's philosophy and most of today's secular perception of the world is a Greek perception. Not much has changed. Things have been refined from Plato to Aristotle to today's, you know, etc. And you know, maybe has been adapted a little by, you know, Kant and some other Jewish people who have infused and merged things and kind of made a middle ground. But really, even to today, the great divide between Jewish perception and almost everything else is really boils down to these arguments. And what we've been seeing in the past couple of Torahs, and I'm happy to admit that I didn't really bring it justice, because we're doing the Kitzur Likutei Maran 5-minute recording, and you know, and really this could be, you know, hours and days of delving into to each Makor that Rabbi Nachman brings, because Rabbi Nachman brings Makor is like unlike any other. That really, really, that's why there's an abridged version, because almost you can't go through a paragraph without, you know, having 7 or 6 Makoros that Rabbi Nachman brought in. And Rabbi Nachman just takes out, you know, almost the majority of the Makoros and says, okay, you know, why don't you just look, learn the ideas, and then if you want to dwell in, there's the unabridged version. And in these arguments, one of the things that we're talking about is how do you, you know, how do you really connect the upper worlds and the lower worlds, right? And the wise men of Athens might say, listen, you know, there are upper worlds. There is, you know, the great ethics, right? The ethics of Greeks, but not everybody can follow it. So we're not expecting, you know, the person who wrote the book on ethics from Greece to not eat live animals, because there's one thing, this is the ideal, but then there's the practicality. And in Judaism, we say, no. We're always trying to merge the two. And then we're talking about, as in this Torah, and we're going to get to the second part of the Torah, is going to be really the actual conversation with Athens and really summarizing it. But right now, Rabbi Nachman is talking to us, and we're talking about, it's about tzedakah, and tzedakah going to emunah, and emunah becoming bris. And then what Rabbi Nachman is really kind of explaining to us is that then it goes back down the other way, right? Which is after Avram had the bris, then he has to have the emunah that he's going to have Yitzchak, and then he brings in the guests, right? And really, what goes up must come down, right? The hierarchy of the journey that we've had from tzedakah to emunah to bris tata to bris ilah is now traveling up, continuing to going up from bris ilah to Shabbos to tzedakah. And really, one of the things that Rabbi Nachman has to point out is that the bris ilah that we're all, you know, striving towards has a strong connection with chirus and tolada, freedom and the ability to bring offspring, right? And at the end of the day, those are things that are so related. Because what is freedom? Freedom is not that I can do whatever I want whenever I want, right? But freedom is that I have a purpose, right? That I have chirut, right? That things are engraved, that things are part of me, of my being, and I'm free of all this chaos because I know who I am and I know what I want to do in the world. And Tolados is really the beautiful idea, and that's why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avram Avinu, you know, why does God choose Avram Avinu for the bris? Because I know that he's going to command the people to go in the way of God, right? And it does not say that Avram Avinu is going to command his offspring to be like him. No, that's not the goal, is for them to be Avram. What did Avram do? Avram was a person who went and journeyed in Derech Hashem. And that's exactly what Avram is going to tell his children. He's not going to tell his children to be like me. He's not going to tell his children to do what I do. He's going to tell his children, go in the Derech of Hashem. And they're going to say, what is it? He goes, I figured it out for myself. You got to figure it out for yourself. Right? That's what God knew that Avram was going to do. Avram was a true free man, and he could have Toledos because he had Kisufim. He always yearned to go closer to God. He never ended. And that is exactly what Avram is giving over to his children. That's exactly what Rabbi Nachman is talking about. These Kisufim, they go, they awake people up. They bring good stuff. Good Kisufim bring tshuva. Bad Kisufim bring bad things. But the idea is that when we bring good Kisufim into the world, we're constantly journeying and yearning to go deeper, go higher, go do more. And that's what God knew Avram would do. That's why Avram is the person to be Me'orah the Kasef, the Nekudos HaKasef. We'll touch that upon that a little bit more next time.